AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, the Democrats' elections and voting bill is all but certain to be rejected in a key test vote in the Senate. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says this is a fight of Joe Biden's presidency.
It's important to remember that this has been a 60-year battle to make voting more accessible, more available to Americans across the country. And our effort, the president's effort, to continue that fight.
Republicans see the bill as federal overreach. The leader of the Federal Reserve will tell Congress the economy is growing rapidly, but inflation is up.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell heads to Capitol Hill today, where he will testify before a congressional oversight panel about the Fed's moves to support financial markets at the outset of the pandemic last year. In prepared remarks, Powell will say the economy's growth as the nation emerges from the pandemic has notably fueled inflation in recent months, but he believes it will prove temporary. Powell attributes it to several factors, including higher gas prices and rapid increases in consumer spending. At a meeting of the Fed's policymaking committee last week, officials indicated they may raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate twice in 2023. In March, central bank officials said no rate hike was expected until after 2023. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Kim Jong-un's sister dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy between North Korea and the U.S., saying U.S. expectations would plunge them into greater disappointment. Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib has become the first active NFL player to come out as gay.
I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important.
Nassib is donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a nonprofit that works to prevent suicides among LGBTQ youth. This is AP News. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the defending champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, took a 3-2 lead over the New York Islanders with an 8-0 rout. Steven Stamkos scored 2 of 8 Tampa goals.
No one expected an 8-0 game, let's be honest there. But, you know, you earn everything you get, and now we're going to get an extremely desperate team. And that, you know, they're a proud group over there. You know, we know their rink's going to be rocking.
Game 6 is tomorrow night on Long Island. Baseball's Arizona Diamondbacks broke a 17-game losing streak, beating the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1. The Diamondbacks have the worst record in the majors. Major League Baseball started cracking down on the widespread use of sticky substances as part of new protocols. New York Mets ace Jacob DeGrom was the first pitcher to be checked.
I said, you know, what all do you guys need? Glove, hat, and belt, they said. So I handed them that stuff and then went along my way.
The 2-time National League Cy Young Award winner passed the test. Ed Donahue, AP News.